This is the Sakka Merli of the 5th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to liberate you from the kingdom of Ravan and to grant you salvation. He has come to change you residents of hell into residents of heaven. Question, what has the Father reminded you children, you people of Bharat, about? Answer, O children, people of Bharat, you were residents of heaven. 5,000 years ago, Bharat became heaven. There were palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. You were the masters of the whole world. The earth, the sky, all belong to you. Bharat was the Shivalaya established by Shiv Baba. There was purity there. Such a Bharat is now going to be created once again. Song, show the path to the blind, dear God. Om Shanti, you sweetest spiritual children, you souls, heard the song. Who said this? The spiritual father of souls. The spiritual children said to the unlimited father, O Baba, he is called Ishwa and also the Father. Which Father? The Supreme Father. Because there are two fathers, a worldly one and the one from beyond this world. A worldly father's children call out to the father from beyond this world, O Baba. Acha, what is Baba's name? Shiva. He is incorporeal and is worshipped. He is called the Supreme Father. A worldly father cannot be called the Supreme. There is only the one highest on high Father of all souls. All human souls remember that one Father. Souls have forgotten who their Father is. They call out, O God the Father, give us blind ones sight so that we can recognize our Father. Liberate us from stumbling along the path of devotion. They call out to the Father for a third eye with which to receive salvation and to meet him. This is because it is the Father who comes in Bharat every cycle and makes it into heaven. It is now the Iron Age. After this, the Golden Age has to come. This is the most elevated confluence age. The unlimited Father comes and makes those who have become impure and degraded into the most elevated beings. They, Lakshmi and Narayan, were the most elevated in Bharat. It used to be the kingdom of the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan. 5,000 years ago, in the Golden Age, it was the kingdom of Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. Baba reminds you children of all this. 5,000 years ago, you people of Bharat became the residents of heaven. All are now the residents of hell. 5,000 years ago, Bharat became heaven. There is a lot of praise of what Bharat was. There were golden palaces studded with diamonds. Now there is nothing. At that time, there were no other religions. There was only the Sun Dynasty. Even the Moon Dynasty came later. The Father explains, you belonged to the Sun Dynasty. Even today they continue to build temples to Lakshmi and Narayan. However, no one knows when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan or how they attained that. People continue to worship them, but they don't understand anything. Therefore, that is blind faith. They worship Shiva and Lakshmi and Narayan, but they don't know the biography of any of them. The people of Bharat themselves now say, we are impure. Baba, the one who purifies us impure ones, come. Come and liberate us from sorrow and from Ravan's kingdom. Only the Father comes and liberates everyone. You children know that there really was one kingdom in the Golden Age. Even Bapuji, Gandhi, used to say that he wanted the kingdom of Rama. The religion of the household, which has become impure, has to become pure. We want to become residents of heaven. You can see what the condition of the residents of hell has now become. This is called hell, the devil world. This Bharat was the deity world. The father sits here and explains how you have taken 84 births and not 8.4 million births. The father explains, originally you were residents of the land of peace. You have come here to play your parts. You have played parts for 84 births. You definitely have to take rebirth. There are 84 rebirths. The unlimited father has now come to give you children your unlimited inheritance. The father is talking to you children, you souls. In other spiritual gatherings, human beings tell human beings things of the path of devotion. For half of this cycle, when Bharat was heaven, there wasn't a single impure being. At this time, there isn't a single pure being. This is an impure world. They have written in the Gita that God Krishna speaks, but he didn't speak the Gita. Those people don't even know the scripture of their own religion. They have even forgotten their own religion. There is not a Hindu religion. There are four main religions. First is the original eternal deity religion. The sun and moon dynasties together are called the deity religion, deityism. There was no mention of sorrow there. You were in that land of happiness for 21 births. Then the kingdom of Ravan, the path of devotion, began. The path of devotion is for coming down. Devotion is the night, and this knowledge is the day. It is now the night of total darkness. There are two terms, Shiv Jayanti, the birthday of Shiva, and Shivratri, the night of Shiva. When does Shiv Baba come? During the night. The father comes when the people of Bharat are in total darkness. They continue to worship dolls without knowing the biography of anyone. The scriptures of the path of devotion had to be created. This drama and world cycle have to be understood. This knowledge isn't in the scriptures. They have the knowledge of devotion, philosophy. That knowledge is not for the path of salvation. The Father says, I come and give you this real knowledge through Brahma. People call out, show us the path to the land of happiness and peace. The Father says, 5,000 years ago, there was heaven over the whole world, which you ruled. When it was the kingdom of the Sun Dynasty, all the rest of the souls were in the land of peace. 900,000 have been remembered there. 5,000 years ago, you children were made very wealthy. You were given so much wealth. So what did you do with it all? You were so wealthy. Bharat was the most elevated land of all. In fact, it is the pilgrimage place for all, because it is the birthplace of the purifier father. The Father comes and grants salvation to those of all religions. It is now Ravan's kingdom over the whole world, not just Lanka. The five vices exist in everyone. There were no vices when it was the Sun Dynasty kingdom. Bharat was viceless then. It is now vicious. It was the deity community of the Golden Age. They have taken 84 births and have now become the devilish community. They are to become the deity community again. Bharat used to be very wealthy. It has now become poor. That is why it begs for aid. The father says, "You were so wealthy. No one else can receive the happiness that you receive. You were the masters of the whole world. The earth and the sky all belonged to you." The father reminds you that Bharat was the temple of Shiva, Shivalaya, which was established by Shiv Baba. There was purity there, and the deities ruled the new world. The people of Bharat do not even know what the relationship between Radha and Krishna was. Each belonged to a separate kingdom. Then, on their marriage, they became Lakshmi and Narayan. No human being has this knowledge. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the ocean of knowledge. He gives you the spiritual knowledge. Only the Father can give you this spiritual knowledge. The Father now says, "Become soul conscious. Remember me, your Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva. Only by having remembrance will you become Satvapradhan. You come here to change from humans into deities, that is, from impure to pure. This is now the kingdom of Ravan. The kingdom of Ravan begins on the path of devotion. It wasn't that Ravan abducted only one Sita. All of those who do devotion are in Ravan's claws. The whole world is in Ravan's jail of the five vices. Everyone is now experiencing sorrow in the cottage of sorrow. The Father comes and liberates everyone. The Father is now creating heaven once again. It isn't that those who have a lot of wealth are in heaven. No, it is now hell. All are impure, and this is why they go to bathe in the Ganges. They believe that the Ganges is the purifier. However, no one becomes pure. Only the Father and not the rivers should be called the purifier. All of that belongs to the path of devotion. Only the Father comes and explains all of these things. You now know that those are worldly fathers. The other is Prajapita Brahma, the subtle father, and then there is also the father from beyond this world. There are three fathers. Shiv Baba establishes the Brahman religion through Prajapita Brahma. Brahmins are taught Rajyoga in order for them to become deities. The father only comes once and teaches you souls Rajyoga. Souls take rebirth. The soul says, "I shed my body and take another." The father says, "Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your father, and you will become pure. Don't remember any bodily beings. This is now the end of the land of death. The land of immortality is being established. All the rest of the innumerable religions are to be destroyed. In the Golden Age, there is just the one deity religion. Then, in the Silver Age, there is the Moon Dynasty, Rama and Sita. Baba reminds you children of the whole world cycle. Only the Father establishes the land of peace and happiness. Human beings cannot grant salvation to human beings. All of them are gurus of the path of devotion. People on the path of devotion make many images and worship them, and then go and say, "Drown, drown." They worship the images a great deal and feed them, offer them food. However, it is the Brahmin priests who eat it all. That is called the worship of dolls. There is so much blind faith. Now, who can explain to them? The father says, "You are now God's children. You are now studying Raj Yoga with the father. This kingdom is being established. Many subjects have to be created. Only a handful out of the few become kings. The golden age is called the Garden of Flowers. It is now a jungle of thorns. The kingdom of Ravan is now changing. This destruction has to take place. Only you Brahmins receive this knowledge. Even Lakshmi and Narayan do not have this knowledge. This knowledge disappears. No one on the path of devotion knows the Father. Only the Father is the Creator. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are also part of the creation. When God is called omnipresent, everyone becomes the Father, in which case there would be no right to the inheritance. The Father comes and gives all of you children your inheritance. Only the Father is the bestower of salvation. It is explained that the only ones who take 84 births are those who go into the golden age first. How many births would the Christians take? Perhaps about 40 births. This calculation can be made. People stumble around so much searching for the one God. You do not now have to stumble anymore. You just have to remember the one Father. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is the God-fatherly university of the purifier. You souls are studying. Sages and holy men say that souls are immune to the effect of action. It is souls who have to take rebirth according to their actions. It is souls who perform good or bad actions. At this time, your actions have become sinful. In the golden age, actions are neutral. There are no sinful actions there. That is a world of charitable souls. All of these matters have to be understood and explained. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, number wise according to your efforts, those who are changing from thorns into flowers, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhagdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Do the service of changing thorns into flowers and of establishing the garden of flowers, the golden age. Do not perform any bad actions. 2. Tell everyone the spiritual knowledge that the Father gives you. Make effort to become soul conscious. Only remember the one Father and no bodily being. Blessing. May you keep the same stage in praise and in defamation and in victory and in defeat, and become complete and perfect, equal to the Father. When a soul reaches the stage of completion and perfection, he maintains equanimity in praise and in defamation, in victory and in defeat, and in happiness and in sorrow. Even in the midst of sorrow, instead of having waves of sorrow on your face or forehead, let waves of happiness and joy be visible. Even while hearing any defamation, do not feel it to be defamation, but praiseworthy words to make you mature in your stage of perfection. When you have such equanimity, you will then be said to be equal to the Father. Do not have the slightest attitude of someone being an enemy and coming to insult you, and another one coming to praise you. Slogan: constantly pay attention to practicing yoga, and you will claim a number in the first division. Avyak signal: with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Although there are many Brahmins, the speciality of the Brahmin family is to be united. Let the vibrations be felt by everyone. Though there are many of you, you are all united. The vibrations of your unity will establish one religion and one kingdom over the whole world. So pay special attention to finishing any diversity and bring about unity for all time. Om Shanti.